I said it about, it was just before we brought Reed on. 20 years ago, Croatia made their debut at the World Cup and set a brand new record for success in a debut. They stunned everybody, went all the way to the semifinals, lost to the eventual champion host France 2-1, and they were that close to playing for the World Cup 20 years ago. Since that time in the World Cup, haven't had a lot of success, but 20 years later, after that banner debut in the World Cup, Croatia is going to the World Cup final. A 2-1 extra time victory over England does that, and they will take on the team that knocked them out of the 1998 World Cup, France, in the World Cup final on Sunday. Now, we have her on at all times to talk soccer. She is our Calgary soccer expert. You read her on sportsnet.ca, but that is only part of the reason why I bring Sandra Priscina in studio, because sportsnet.ca and 660 News' Sandra is also a very, very fiercely proud Canadian Croatian, and you are you're still basking. Look it. I'm an English soccer fan. It was hard to see that over my shoulder, but I'm very happy for you.
Well, thank you.
How are you feeling? Because it was only about 45 minutes ago that you found out they were going.
Well, thank you for having me on, and it's incredible. I'm just seeing the reaction. A lot of my family's there on vacation right now, and
at the World Cup or in Croatia?
In Croatia, okay. And they say the atmosphere is incredible. It's something. It's a new generation now. You talked about it earlier. It's been 20 years since something like this happened, and it galvanized a country that was just coming from getting its independence. And now, 20 years later, a lot of these players, they've played well on their professional clubs, but yet hadn't achieved anything as a Croatian player. And now to see somebody like Luka Modric at the helm, wearing the captain's armband and getting it done. And he doesn't even look tired. He's going for days and days on the pitch. It's just such an exciting time. And just as a Canadian Croatian, I am so proud, and I'm almost speechless, but not totally speechless.
It's pretty amazing. Like 4.1 million people and off to a World Cup final. Yeah. When you think about the rise of Croatian soccer since they have gotten their independence, and the relatively small population, and yet the elite players that they've been able to churn out over the last 20, 25 years, and now being able to accomplish this, it's a pretty incredible rise from independence to a third place game appearance 20 years ago. And I know that 20 years sounds like a lot, but that's not a lot of World Cup appearances in between.
Right.
Like, it's only their fifth appearance. Like, it's pretty incredible what they've been able to do here. They've turned into a true soccer powerhouse in a very short period of time.
Sure, and I think during that time, a lot of people had always pegged Croatia as a dark horse, and they didn't reach even the knockout stages. So they were considered a disappointment because you had someone, let's say, like Modric or Rakitic on your team, and nothing happened. And now finally this generation can say, look what we've done. And that inspires a whole other generation of footballers, because these men that you're seeing on the pitch right now were inspired by the likes of Davor Šuker, who won the Golden Boot in 98. Someone like Slaven Bilic, who's gone on to a great coaching career, and he's behind the mic too. So it's interesting to me just watching this happen. I was quite young, obviously, in 98, but I remember when it happened and how the Croatian community here in Calgary was so passionate about it. And it happened. I remember we were out at a picnic, and it was a Croatian picnic. And to see everybody, that's when they had the classic checkered jersey, the red and white. And everybody around the world was like, who is this country that's wearing a red and white jersey? We don't know anything about them. And they just burst onto the stage. And now you get to see this other generation of Canadian Croatians like myself see it in a different light now. Now that we're a little bit older, we appreciate our parents coming here and the honor that they have for what happened in their back home. It's almost tough for me to put into words. And I also really appreciate the people here that have embraced Croatia. When you're going up against a powerhouse like England, where they eat, breathe, sleep soccer, similar to how we feel about hockey. And I had seen the slogan that was making its rounds, obviously, on social media about soccer coming home, football coming home. And I'm sure people in Croatia have their own things to say right now in the way that they're celebrating with that with that slogan.
It's funny because, you know, having known you for more than a decade now, And having seen how fiercely proud of your Croatian heritage you are, and meeting other people who have Croatian heritage, it is like the amount of pride that Croatian Canadians take in their background, I think is really cool. Some of the most proud people about their heritage that I've ever seen. And I see it with, you know, Mirko Krokop in mixed martial arts and how beloved he is. Like when it comes to cheering for your country or you know your heritage on a national stage, like there is a lot of pride there, and I guess just talk a little bit about how proud Croatian Canadians are of their heritage and when they do things on the world stage.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes back to being of a country of 4 million and some change. They went through some obvious very hardships during the 90s.
Yeah.
And I think that comes down to it. They fought very hard and a lot of lives were lost. A lot of beautiful historical cities were destroyed during a war that captured a world in a time where news wasn't as predominant as it was now. There was no social media. There was only what we could watch on CNN and news at 5, 6, and 11. So that's what people knew about Croatia back then. They didn't know exactly where it was in the world, but they knew that a war was going on there. Yeah. And a lot of those people eventually immigrated to Canada. And although they have their pride as a Canadian, a wonderful, wonderful country that has accepted so many cultures from around the world in terms of immigration and the way that we adapt, you always feel an extra pull when something like this happens, when you see the checkered colors and you see everyone chanting. And I think that's endearing to a lot of people, too. So it's an excellent vibe here in Calgary. We have a wonderful community in Calgary. There's a Croatian cultural center. The yeah. Croatian church has always, for decades and decades, been a meeting place for Croats in this community. We play soccer. We're part of folklore, Croatian dance. And at the end of the day, I mean, we're all Canadian, so we all have something in common. It's just a fantastic feeling. And from coast to coast in Canada, I've noticed a lot of people have embraced Croatia, whether it be they enjoy the role of the underdog and seeing to beat a country that's had such soccer supremacy over the years, it's wonderful. I almost am at a loss for words of how to speak to it, to be honest with you.
Sandra Priscina is with us. Just two more quick ones for you. So 8 years from now, when Canada, we all expect Canada to have an automatic entry into the yes. World Cup, and who knows, maybe they find a way to earn their way there in 4 years. Canada makes a World Cup. You are so proud of your Croatian heritage. You're so proud of being Canadian. Like, are you torn? Like, what do you do if both countries are playing in a World Cup?
It's so funny you mentioned that. I have this conversation with my family a lot. And it's funny because Canada and Croatia have never really excelled at the same sports. So yeah. It's never been an issue before. You look at hockey and, yep, I got Canada. And you look at soccer and it's Croatia. But it'll be interesting. And it'll be interesting to see maybe not just Croatian, but how many immigrants end up playing for Canada because of those that have immigrated to this country. I think of somebody like Nick Dasovic, who was one of those original Canadian national team members. He's a Canadian Croat like me and represented Canada on an international stage. There's Ante Jazic. Like, there's a lot of Canadian Croatians that have played on the national team. So I think we'll see a lot of that. Maybe not necessarily even Croatian, but a lot of immigrants from that area of the world, whether it be Serbia or any of the other regions that were part of the Balkans. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see what that Canadian team is made up of. And hopefully they don't get drawn in a group together. I guess that's all I can really say, because I have no idea who would get my allegiance in that. Yeah. Maybe have a Croatian scarf and a Canadian jersey, you know.
So how do they beat France on Sunday?
That's a great question. I was talking to Derek off the air here, and I think France, we haven't even seen the best of them. They're a team that are maybe even only playing at 80%. They're young, they're exuberant, and I'm sure they would love nothing more than to put a rest to Croatia's little Cinderella story that's happening right now. So I think you'd be fast and you rely on your leadership. But Croatia has a wonderful midfield. What Luka Modric has done in this tournament, you've got a guy in his early 30s. He's always been known as a good player in Real Madrid, but of course lived a little bit in the shadow of having somebody like Cristiano Ronaldo on his team for such a long time. So to see him doing so well and leading this team and not complaining and not throwing up his arms, just going and doing his business, And to see Subasic in net, I think he will be crucial. He's been fantastic for Croatia throughout the tournament, made a lot of obviously crucial saves and PKs. And just believing in themselves, because they're not here by a fluke. People might say they had an easy road to the final, but I don't think that they did. They fought a lot of adversity. They made it to PKs in two games, played extra time in this game. So we'll see what happens. Just believe in yourself. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's a one-off.
Hey, they were down 1-0 5 minutes into this match today. So they've certainly had to battle through adversity. No doubt about it. Hey, congratulations. Enjoy Sunday morning. That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. And if I can throw this in, funny story, our priest at the Croatian Catholic Church actually changed the time of Mass on Sunday. It's usually at 11 o'clock.
That's awesome.
He made it 12 o'clock. He said he wants everybody there. So
that is awesome. Okay, that's actually really cool. I'm glad you threw that in. Yeah. Congratulations. Thanks for stopping in. Check out Sandra at sportsnet.ca because nobody covers soccer in this country better than you do. So appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Pat.